Thank you and good afternoon. An attempted traffic stop by a CHP officer on 4th and Q Streets in Eureka led to an exchange of gunfire that left a suspect dead and the officer with a gunshot wound to his leg Sunday afternoon. Eureka police responded to the scene and found an adult male lying in the roadway next to the driver's door of an older model sedan, and the injured officer was holding the four remaining passengers at gunpoint. Police quickly removed the wounded officer to safety and detained the remaining passengers. The suspect was later pronounced dead at a local hospital, while the officer is expected to survive, as his gunshot wound was deemed non-life-threatening. The officer's name will not be released while the incident is being investigated by the County Critical Incident Response Team. The California Highway Patrol in Southern Humboldt are investigating a vehicle collision that resulted in the death of a 58-year-old male adult Sunday afternoon. The victim was driving in his Volkswagen southbound on Highway 101 in the Garberville area when he failed to turn at a curve in the wet roadway. The vehicle struck a dirt embankment and the hillside caused the vehicle to overturn across the lanes of the highway. The driver of a Dodge pickup truck headed northbound attempted to avoid the Volkswagen, but the front of the truck was struck by the victim's vehicle, forcing the truck off the edge of the road, overturning on its roof. The driver of the Volkswagen was pronounced dead at the scene, while the driver and passenger of the truck were uninjured. CHP is investigating if drugs and alcohol were a factor in the collision. Following several months of investigation, the County Drug Task Force booked 29-year-old Edwin Peraza into county jail on Friday. Peraza has had a history with law enforcement. In 2012, he was booked into county jail after Arcata police discovered over 3 pounds of methamphetamine. On Friday, agents responded to a residence in the 1700 block of Willow Drive in Fortuna and contacted Peraza as well as a juvenile male. A search of the residence turned up 3.5 pounds of meth, 1 pound of cocaine, and packaging material. Peraza was booked for possession of meth for sale, while the juvenile was released to a family member. On Thursday, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office discovered nearly 800 pounds of processed marijuana off an embankment near McClellan Mountain. Deputies were called to the scene off of Highway 36 after CHP officers who were sent to investigate a hit-and-run collision located the marijuana. Deputies located 300 pounds before a tow truck that was pulling a Chevrolet truck arrived to the area. Deputies noticed that the bed of the truck was filled with more processed bud, and in addition, 50-year-old George Preston Daniels was spotted hiding nearby in heavy brush. CHP officers detained Daniels while deputies located a sawed-off rifle and vehicle keys. The sheriff's office believes that Daniels possibly committed a marijuana robbery before law enforcement arrived. He was booked into county jail on various charges. After a 5-day trial, 62-year-old Philip Scott Hart was found guilty as charged of driving under the influence, stemming from a traffic stop in Eureka in October of last year. A Eureka officer conducted a vehicle stop in the 1300 block of Broadway, and Scott's blood alcohol content was recorded at 0.15, which is well over the legal limit. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The California Highway Patrol in Crescent City are investigating 2 fatal vehicle collisions that occurred over the Halloween weekend. Sunday morning, CHP officers and Del Norte County Search and Rescue located the body of a 64-year-old male adult from the Los Angeles area inside of a vehicle that was covered in heavy brush and foliage off of Highway 199. The victim's ID has not been released at this time, and the California Highway Patrol has opened an investigation into the cause as well as the date of the crash. Crescent City CHP are also investigating the cause of a fatal single vehicle collision that resulted in the death of 26-year-old Klamath resident Tara Williams. Williams was headed southbound on Highway 101 south of Hamilton Road when she allowed her vehicle to leave the roadway and down an embankment. Williams, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was ejected from the vehicle after it collided into a group of trees, and she was pronounced dead at the scene. It is unclear at this time if drugs or alcohol played as a factor in the crash. The Fortuna Police Department has been awarded a $25,000 grant from the State Office of Traffic Safety that will be used to continue the County DUI Task Force program. The grant will fund education efforts as well as DUI patrols, checkpoints, and distracted driving enforcement efforts. Police Chief Bill Doberstein said the following statement: the funding will help identify the cause of serious traffic collisions and lower the number of injuries with education and enforcement efforts. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.